Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wabbit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello, welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast. I'm your host, LeZero, and I'm joined by Cursor. How's it going, Cursor?
Not too bad. How about you?
It ain't too bad at all. We got a couple things to talk about in the Rocket League series. It's we were worried there wouldn't be much to talk about, but I feel like a couple weeks have passed and there's still more things to talk about. And then the best is, like, I think Wabs is probably going to come back next week, and he hasn't talked about Worlds yet, so...
Didn't
I keep him off the show since World? I'm pretty sure he hasn't been on the show since World. No, we talked about the midway point. Yeah. We were in the midway point, but he hasn't actually been able to talk about the finals, so all the listeners will finally get his talks
once he's
done Reuben or whatever. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Did you know
Wabs will be in our area, my area. We may do a live show at some. Actually, that's kind of the plan for the 50th anniversary. Announced here right now on this random episode. But 50th anniversary is Wabs and I are hoping to do a live show with cameras, perhaps, maybe. So we'll see.
That's cool.
Heck yeah. And speaking of, I guess, 50th anniversary and people who help us get to that point, I'd like to thank our patrons. So special shout outs to our pages, which I actually have open, but for some reason I can't go through the right tabs. Zodiac22, Too Much Spade, KS Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Paint, Young Slug, and I like all the pages. By the way, there was an episode that came out the other day, RNK shows, so definitely go check that out. We talked a little bit about teaching and then a little bit about kind of video game culture and parenting and stuff like that. So I'm kind of curious on people's thoughts on it, and part of the Patreon, so that's awesome. Let's get into the first order of business. I actually have and then we have like kind of like activity I want to try with Cursor after. We'll see how it goes. Maybe if we want to get spiritual and metaphysical, we got a third topic. We'll see how long the show goes. I know both of us, you know, Friday night is not usually a time for recording a podcast, so we'll kind of see what the vibe is. Right? We'll see what the vibe is. We'll see what our end is at sometime from now. But the first thing is the long delay for the restart for Rocket League. Messi said it wasn't confirmed last week. Is it confirmed officially now, or is this still a rumor? Cursor.
What, for the long off? I haven't seen anything as of late, at least in the Twitterverse, to disprove it, but
haven't said anything.
Work has been crazy.
Yeah, that's true. We're kind of in there. But I mean, the big thing, the big kind of like thing that's happening right now is what do we call it? The Orgmageddon? What's a fancy word?
That's actually not bad.
There you go. Orgmageddon. I'm dubbed here first.
Or even drop the M and just call it Orgageddon.
Oh, that's even better.
It's so smooth. Like there's no stutter there. It's
Orgageddon.
Say G twice.
GG's. Yay. So the big thing is Opta Gaming. Rentals. Where I'm in my Google Docs, and instead of rentals, it said rentals. I thought it was pretty funny. Rentals and Magic Bear kind of trying to find their own third, but Octa Game dropping. In the pre-show that we did, we were theorizing that perhaps it's maybe because... Well, my theory, sorry. I don't want to put Cursor into this theory, even though... Because I was the one that clearly made it up with no backing evidence whatsoever. I was thinking that essentially after Worlds, like a lot of contracts are up, and I think a lot of these orgs might be looking at the fact that maybe they're high paying contracts. Maybe there's like a big gap that's 4 months right before the next season. Who knows? But it looks like that seems to be the case, right? Optic dropping. And who else? Who else do we have as well? FaZe, perhaps? Maybe try.
100% confirmed. First Killer is now a free agent. I believe, an unrestricted free agent, so he can actually like try out with people and get picked up. I think his contract.
That's the first person you want to grab as.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? It's like he just I haven't heard too much else about the rest of the face, but there was like rumors of Siv retiring and stuff with Miss. I don't know what the heck's going on, and yeah, it's not really any of my business. It's their lives. But, you know, whatever they choose to share with me, I will share with y'all on the podcast.
They share individually to you, Cursor. They'll stop.
No.
This is you know, we're the ASAP. We have podcast to spell this.
No. Don't get it misconstrued. What? Okay. If I gotta spell it out, okay. The things they share on the interwebs that I read indirectly with me and the rest of the Dart universe, because Twitter, not me directly, I will share with y'all. Because there's quite a few of you that couldn't be bothered to swim through that mess of teenage adolescence,
or
rage, toxicity, and then a whole multitude of other random personalities that are gravitating towards these personalities who play Rocket League professionally for a living. So,
glorified Twitter aggregate like bot, is that... It's not what we
mean. I think Messi's become that, but I just like I've been open about that for years. It's like I
Messi's a better bot. The Messi bot is better.
Oh,
I get it. Getting stuff from Twitter, I think.
I'm gonna tell him you called him a bot.
I mean, he's also a bot.
I'm gonna call him up and tell him you called him a bot.
Okay, so I already have a couple of the things for the episode title here. So we had, what was it? Messi is a bot. I don't know which. There you go. That'll like guarantee that Messi listens to this episode for sure. And just to hear this part. So with Chris Kohler being a free agent, like what are we thinking? Where does he go? Replace Squishy Energy?
Honestly,
that's a nice you know.
It would be kind of nuts, actually. It would literally everyone and their grandmas wants to play with Captain America, with Gary G. And I mean, most players would give anything to play with Justin on their team. But it's like, I don't know, man. Like, FK's kind of like, it's like FK, Vatira, Zen. There's like five dudes in the world.
Yo, Zen. First killer.
They're all hold on. They're all like considered quote unquote the best player in the world on any given day, depending on how they're playing, because they're just that good. And nobody else really kind of like has the stats to even really step to them. Like they're far more successful and consistent, I guess, is one way to measure, but also just their attitude in the pitch and the things they can do that most other players can't. Or rather, the amalgamation of all the things they can do, leading to very unique and absolutely jaw-dropping plays live on stream, right? And that lands. So I would like to see an energy move. I would also call me crazy. And it may never happen. Maybe there's no chemistry there. But I think it'd be nuts if Reddles and FK teamed up, considering the current situation. Him and Mesh Bear looking for a teammate, just for giggles, right?
Convenience.
You know what I mean, right? Like, just for giggles, right? And that's kind of like the setup they were working with anyways, where Reddles has clearly pulled, like a Garrett G move, or, like, he's been working a lot more on his mechanics to be a bit more relevant in the pitch, aside from just being, like, an absolute, like, Giga Chad super brain on the field who just knows where to be, like when to make effective bombs, when to harass the team and affect their mental. Like, dude's just a really smart player. And then you had Magic Bear backing him up with some like nutty solo plays. Dude's got great control. And then you had AJ as well. And it's kind of like they couldn't beat other teams who are just much, much better overall. But I would say that their composition and like what their players brought to the table is like very unique. And I think it would have made a really, really good composition if they stuck with it and kept practicing. It could be the same thing if they just essentially swap AJ for FK, which would also be kind of weird in a sense, because like there's like this little rivalry between AJ and FK, and I think it would be funny if FK teams with them and they have like drastically better results next time than they did with AJ? Like, how does that make AJ feel? Like, how does that make them feel? Like, how does that look? Like, is there going to be beef? I don't know. Like, I'm here for the content, honestly. It's just, it'd be wild.
All right. If you could choose any two players to play with First Killer, who would it be?
Oh, with First, oh, dude, we had this conversation going into Worlds. If I had to pick two players to play with First Killer, it would have to be Zen and Batira. 100%. 100%. Like, that's a squad that can just do too much. Like, I would, like, on paper, they should be able to beat every single team in the world, no questions asked. But, I mean, I would love to see him play with Zen, and I love to see him play with Batira, but I feel like that's the easy pick. So let me go for the cursor special and pull out something y'all are like, wait, what? I would actually really like to see FK with... I'm going to go with... This is way out of left field, but... What? Like this is just I went through the roster again in my head and like it could be kind of interesting, and then I was like, damn, that's meme-y. So this one's for the memes. This one's for you out there listening. Like, what if it was Rapid, FK, and Gyro, with a little bit of already teaming together between Gyro and FK? It's like, eh, there's a little something there. They foundation, you know, and then like they could find a way to squeeze Rapid. It probably wouldn't work. It's definitely for the memes. Nothing against any of the players, but like, I just don't think they have the natural chemistry. You know, there's generally a reason why teammates leave each other. Plus, I mean, I love Rapid. I love the content. I think dude's goated, but there's just some people out there that are just more goated. I think the proof's in the pudding, actually, in the VODs online and Twitter and, you know, all that.
Well, okay. So you... We had like a question of like, what would the best, like, kind of with First Killer, the best team? What would be the most meme-y team you could invent off the top of your head here? Like,
aside, the Rapid Gyro one's not meme-y enough. Okay.
Like, I'm thinking of Rapid and,
Super meme. FK moves to Europe and pulls up Jack. He teams with Flakes.
Yes.
And he brings A-Lot out of retirement. That would be an absolute banger of a team. Absolute banger of a team.
Or like a Flakes scrub killer. I mean, another third instead of First Killer, like another third. With the
meetings. What region?
Any region. No region.
Any region.
It's an Aussie. Is there an Aussie we can throw in there?
Oh, I was literally thinking that, and I was like, what if we bring Siki back? And I'm like, I think he's like fully retired, or he just fell off. I'm not really sure. I mean, those own goals were pretty tragic, especially on a qualifying cup level several years ago to get to the world championship. But, you know, it's old news. It's old news. You know?
Yeah.
There was also the question of like the team betting and whatnot at the time, and the intentional losing. You remember that?
We talked
about that with Combo.
That kind of decimated the whole scene, right? Like that. It was the thing early now when we have like those 15, 16 year olds coming back in. Is there anything kind of happening, right?
Okay. Seriously. You gotta be careful who you talk to nowadays. You could be talking to somebody who just clearly spends too much time online around adults. And you come to find out, oh, I'm 12. And you're like, wait, why am I even talking to you?
Yep.
What am I talking to you for? You're 12?
I think
they're probably better at Rocket League than I am, honestly.
Anyway, with all this in mind, to kind of close up this like orgs dropping and long delay, are you worried at all with all this news, or is Rocket League Rocket League and just keeps the status quo and this really how?
Am I worried? A little bit. There was a lot of content this year. We reached a new peak viewership. There's been newer players brought to light who have absolutely shined, not just Zen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I don't... there's been a lot of good tournaments and events over the last like year or so, but just like, I don't, call me crazy, call me a conspiracy theorist, but it, like, something feels like it's looming. I have two theories to this. Either
sorry, that was a little too much.
So either
they should never release UE5 and just keep it Lubin for the next 10 years.
Maybe.
No, I'm just kidding. Maybe. Like it'll be this like forever. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, you can't actually release it, because if you release it, then all the hype dies. So you just gotta keep like,
right, just the ultimate troll, keep you like always wanting it and never giving it.
They update to UE5, but don't even tell us. Like, they just go back into the game. It's the same game, but it just looks slightly nicer.
Oh my god. No, players would notice it, man. UE5 is like super noticeably different.
Well, I imagine, right, the feel of the game will be different no matter what, right? So
I would say, like, it's just so many things about UE5 go different. You can go play Fortnite right now and play on UE5.
Yeah,
it's like a whole bunch of games actually over the last like couple of years that we've made on UE5, and it's phenomenal. They look amazing. They're so crisp. Like, it's just, yeah. But worried, yes. And I have two theories as to why. There's been kind of like this weird lull. Like, we have drama. We have like player drama, but we're starting to see a lot of this weird like war drama, or maybe it's always been there and it's just exacerbated now. I'm not really sure. We keep seeing newer, bigger sponsors with huge, well-known household names coming into the scene. You know, Mobile One, Verizon, all these people getting involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Heck, even AT&T was sponsoring some of the tournaments. And it's like, we have all this big money coming in, but like, these orgs want to get it. So it's like, I'm wondering, is like Epic Psyonix handling this improperly in terms of working with the orgs, which is something we had brought up some years ago. In our community Discord, like, just kind of talking about it with everybody, like, you know, do you think, you know, they should put esports decals in the shop, that kind of stuff? Like, I'm sure you remember that. We were talking about that for a while. That was before they did the convert crates to blueprints thing. That was years ago. But yeah, what was that, 2019? I think that was year one for the podcast. We're in year four now. So, but my only other thought, though, if, you know, aside from management and or communication between the parties involved in the pro scene that makes pro scene, I also feel that potentially, this is something I literally thought of today before we recorded, like, just driving home, and I was sitting there thinking to myself, like, considering the what ifs and what. So hear me out, right? So pay to play Rocket League ended on season 14. Right. So season 15 became, I believe it's season one of free to play, if I'm not mistaken. Someone please fact check me out. I'm too lazy to go open a tab right now. But point being is that it's possible that since we're on, what is this, 11? Maybe they just waited out a few more seasons to give, like, all like the newer free-to-play players roughly the same amount of time to get accustomed to the game, aka 14 seasons, right? So maybe three more seasons, and then we see another pause like this. Like, this is like a whole chain of events needs to happen for this to happen, but I kind of see it coming, or I feel like it is anyways. Like, it looks like it's coming right at me. That they're going to wait out those seasons. Old and new players will have had the same exact amount of time to get used to the game, right? And then they drop the new engine. So there's no ifs, ands, or buts and whatever. And I mean, people are still going to complain, but maybe they give it that amount of time, right? In addition to having this long off season, maybe we see kind of like a weird similar moment where there's like a lull at the very beginning of the long, newer off season, a couple seasons later, and just boom, just announcement, just like UE5 incoming. I mean, they could be doing it this time around too. It's definitely a little weird that there was a very like quiet announcement for the season's rewards in like boost and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like big and grandiose, like I normally like they tell you like a month in advance, you know, and they're like tweeting it, YouTube video, Instagram, it's everywhere, right? You can find it everywhere. And then like I think it came out, oh gosh, what was that? Like 3 weeks ago? Hold on. Well, on it. I'm gonna look it up right now. And then
Jeez.
Wow.
Heard that?
Yeah.
Riveting.
I didn't
read this. I don't usually.
I didn't. I didn't know you were playing Rocket League. I would have joined you.
That's funny.
But let's see here. It is. What? It's right here. I have it up. I'm looking through it. Okay, so this is weird. This is so weird. So, per this official post on the Rocket League website by Psyonix, August 15th, 2023. That's like, was that 17, 16 days ago? It's barely 2 weeks ago. It's like 2.5 weeks. And the thing it says at the end is there's still plenty of time to rank up. Season 11 will be live until the launch of season 12.
Huh.
There's no date there, but then I heard something earlier today that there was like an actual tweet and somebody mentioning something about them basically saying like, we'll have more info for you 3 days out or something like that. Now I'm like curious. Now I'm like, I'm going to be like, I'm not exactly going to do it actually. Yeah. Like it's, there's so many what ifs right now. If you're one of those people that loves esports news, go ahead and interact with the Twitterverse right now, or X, or whatever the crap you want to call it, and just talk to people and read stuff. But don't believe everything you read. I would go in with a very open mind and very low expectations. And
be there for the hype.
I wouldn't go,
but don't get caught in.
Yeah, be there for the hype, but not the answers. Right? Like,
just have fun in the world.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Have fun because like, it's just, I don't know, man. I think some crazy stuff's gonna happen. It's also very, very possible that they just don't do anything, right? They don't tell us anything. Another holiday comes through, and like, boom, we're back to RLCS, and we're talking about it on a podcast. You, me, and Messi again, and like, Wabs, and it's like, oh, you know, who do you think's looking strong going into the season based off the offseason, right? Like, just like in a few months. You know what I mean? It could just be like every other year Rocket League. They do absolutely.
I just love that I like remember specifically Mechanically Mediocre episodes where like Jaren Combo talked to death about what it was like, oh, they could do this, but they won't. That was just like every conversation they had.
But now
there's only one really big clear one, right? There's UE5, right? But I don't know if there's any other like big things right now that are kind of related to the game. It's not like the game is doing worse, right? Like this core audience, like the core group that plays it still plays it, right? I imagine the one thing that's probably changed since free to play is there's probably more people that have Rocket League as like a cycle game. Like, I haven't played it for a couple months. I'll play it a little bit. That's probably the biggest thing that it's done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. There's definitely, like, this, especially around, what was it, several months back around the time of, like, all the affirmation of, like, bots in-game and, people using, like, task programs and stuff and, like, just getting to, like, top 100 levels and beating pro players with it. I mean, most of the time the pro players just beat them because like it's a bot and the bot can only be so good, right? Like a pro's a pro for a reason. Like they know the whole game backwards and forwards. So it's just wild to me. Like we saw a spike then over the controversy and we kind of saw another spike like right before Worlds, right? Like it's just like people on my friends list. I'm seeing people I know on Discord. I'm jumping around. I have like, I don't know, like 80 servers and across numerous folders in my Discord. I'm seeing everybody I know through multiple servers playing Rocket League. Like I saw Labs playing Rocket League. I was like, hold up. I was like, hold up. If Labs was playing Rocket League, I gotta start playing Rocket League again. Cause like I was really in that like Diablo 4 hype train boat. And I absolutely put like way too many hours into it in a very, very, very short span of time. And I was like, you know, I'll just wait for some extra content. You know, I can, it's okay. I can go back to my one true love, Rocket. I can't. It's just, it's difficult because that's like my childhood love versus like my new 8 years of love. Like, you know, it's like they're putting so much work into it. I'm like, do I really want to stop now? Do I just keep playing?
Man, I'm at a point.
Do I just accept the fact that I'm terrible and that I still want SSL? Is that like, is that a thing?
You know what's so crazy though? Like I like pretty much wasn't able to play for 5 months.
Yeah, that's.
But I came back and I don't feel like I'm any worse than I was.
Really?
Like, I feel, and to be fair, like, maybe I just hit my plateau, and the effort to go up is so incredibly great. But I'm also at a point now where the effort to go down is great. Like, does that make sense? It's kind of like the feeling of, like, if you ever played with Combo when he was, like, totally, like, not playing anymore, and, like...
Mm.
He had no mechanic, well, quote-unquote mechanic, like, text. I'll use that word. He had no, like, text or, like, special stuff he did. But he, like, just didn't play the game for a couple months and come back and get his, like, GC rewards, no problem, right? Like, it's one of those things.
He still does.
Except for me, that's, like, C1, C2 maybe, right? But it's just one of those things where, like, I kind of, like, played the game a little more. And I'm now very much, like, I'm in, like, upper C1, lower C2, and don't feel like I've really lost a step. And I'm not really practicing. I just kind of come in for a couple games. So that's an interesting feeling to me, at least.
Huh. Okay.
I mean, I'm not as crazy. Like, the one thing that I've noticed is, like, everyone in C1 knows how to speed flip now. Like, that is a change that I've actively noticed.
It blows my mind. Like, it's like why are C1s and C2s doing speed flips and flip resets? Like, bro, like, the average skill of...
It's not even... It's, like, on regular plays, and that's where I'm really noticing it.
Yeah.
It's, like, they just have that ingrained. I'm like, oh, I guess this is a thing. If I want to level up, now I need to learn. But actually, speaking of which, this is what I want. This is a little activity I'd like to do with you. I don't know if you're ready for it, but... We've talked a lot, like, over the course of the whole podcast, right? Years and years of the podcast. We've talked about, oh, at this rank, this is the thing you should learn, right? Like, I think that's the thing that we brought up for a couple of months. But I think one thing we've never actually done is, like, especially, and I think it would be especially interesting now that we're, like, so far removed from maybe playing in, like, a gold league or what have you, right? Is instead, I want you to think of, what do you think a typical player at this rank knows what to do? What are the things, not what they should know to rank up, but, like, what does this rank actually know how to do? Okay.
So which rank
and we're gonna
referring to, or is that what you're gonna?
We're gonna go. I think we go bottom up. I think we start bronze.
Okay.
Sure. And this is our perception. So I think it's going to be even funnier because, like, it's going to show how far... Like, if there's a silver or gold player listening to this, they're probably going to be like, oh, my goodness, right? So let me start with bronze.
It's so different now.
But with bronze, okay? My guess is a bronze player is able to hit the ball on the ground 1 out of 10 times. But that's what I think of as a bronze player.
No. I say no, not to sound...
Oh, no, that's okay. Good. It's going. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me rephrase that. I disagree. My supporting evidence is, over the last year, I've made, I don't know, 3-4 new accounts just for play with friends. Not as a smurf. Like, I might go into rank with them sometimes.
And play casual, surprise.
Evaluate.
Okay, continue.
Mostly casual. Allegedly. But it's... Well, I mean, occasionally I'll play rank with people. That way I can...
You play with your friends. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that way I can either, like, you know, help give them tips or, you know, go over a replay with them or explain a concept to them that they're maybe starting to understand as they're ranking up and kind of flush it out for them in a more practical way. Or at least I try to. I know my methods are kind of archaic, I guess. They're a little more to the point, and not everyone likes that. I mean, in order to play ranked with people, unless you're queuing 3, or it doesn't matter. Usually it's 2, though, so I have to level those also. You start off in bronze, mm-hmm. right? and I'm like playing bronzes and silvers for hours before I get this account to a decent level, and I can start playing ranked, and then I just disappear because I'll accidentally climb up to like 1800 on alt in a casual MMR and be like, oops, I gotta not like play this one. I just like go for goofy stuff and not care about the rank, so I can kind of keep it low. It's weird. It's more, what I've seen is bronze players look more confused, I think. Like, when we first started the game, right, years ago, when it was relatively new, like, everybody sucked. So it was just commonplace. Like everybody might as well have been a bronze. It's like, everybody was learning. Like you could get away with doing double taps for, like, 3 or 4 years. For, like, half the game's current lifespan so far, you could... Like, just the community as a whole just didn't know how to defend it, right? I think that's kind of what's brought the skill level up, is the average, like, the defense of the average player has increased, because the offense of players has drastically increased. So it's kind of like the skill level is a little more solidified. Like, we saw that average jump from gold to plat, from plat to diamond now, right? Like, it's crazy to think about. But it's because players are getting better at saving the ball, not just shooting it, right? You can't just be glass cannon super good at one thing and make it to SSL. It's not a thing, right? Like, you're eventually going to get exposed in, like, more than likely, like, anywhere between plat to champ almost immediately. Like, you could probably get away with that kind of stuff up to about gold. But, bronze players just look lost, man. They don't know how to save anything. They don't see their
teammates. The 1 out of 10 times was too generous.
It's way too generous. I kid you not.
But it makes sense because if the general skill level of everyone's improved, right? That means the people who are still in bronze, they've never learned any of the
original skills.
Yeah, they're just brand new, or they're like 7 and
generally
they're fun, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Or they're just brand new, or it's like, you know, I've even run into this too, where they're like, you know, oh, my kid plays the game. I wanted to see what it's all about. I'm like, oh, I can totally appreciate that. That's cool, you know? And some other people will be like, oh, you're a smurf. But I'm like, how would you know? You're a bronze. And I'll immediately expose people, and I'll be like, oh yeah? What am I doing that's so smurfy? The game looks pretty tied, you know, and we're down here at like whatever 700 MMR, because I'm not trying to just walk through people when I'm playing alt account. Like, I just have fun. So but we're going off on a traditional zero tangent. Now it's a cursor tangent.
Yeah, but no, no, okay, bronze. Okay, so bronze,
silver,
nothing
silver,
is happening.
Oh yeah, bro. Yeah, no,
okay,
nothing.
Just the purest form.
They're brand new players, or like people who are just looking for something fun to play.
One of the 50 games they play.
Other
stuff.
Yeah, exactly, right? And they main like Apex.
And they usually play mouse and keyboard, like, and they've never touched a controller in their life.
Yeah, exactly. And this is like their side piece, you know what I mean? This is what they do secretly on the weekend.
They're very happy, like, if they can hit the ball at all in the game. And they have a lot more fun than any of us do. Actually, I was thinking about that, like, playing the basic training, like, saving pack and getting good, like, seeing improvement on that felt so much more rewarding, because the amount of incremental gains you got early on were so much greater. But anyway, silver, okay.
Yeah, silver. So
is silver 1 in 10, or is it just chaos, but everyone's moving faster? They know how to boost 1 in
10? Silvers, I would say, can, like, they'll hit it. Ooh, excuse me. Like, probably 5 out of 10 times, if not more. Whether or not those hits are good or even go towards the net is where it's like 1 in 10. But they'll hit it, at least. Or they'll spectacularly whiff and fly across
making
their squishy muffins. That's kind of stayed true for, like, the whole part of the game. Is like, there's a lot of, like, players who peaked at, like, Diamond a couple of years ago, made an alt account, and just troll lobbies, and they sit in, like, silver and freestyle. Like, that's a thing. It's still very much a thing. Like, I know as a community, we were complaining about it like 1 or 2 years ago. It's still very much a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's wild to me. I don't, like, we had that whole freestyler conversation last year. You remember that thing? Yeah, it's still there. Like, and that's kind of what silver is mostly filled with, honestly. I don't know why alt account, like, people who just want to poop on low level players and discourage them choose silver. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like,
really the only like definitive explanation is just that they're so bad it's the only place they can sit and still beat other players. I think that's generally what it is. I even read, I kid you not, what was it? 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I made an alt account to play up in ranked with my brother, not to carry him, but to go through matches with him because he was asking for my help. For any of you who know Hypno in the community, he's been around for a while. And he's improving quite a lot. But he would be like, you know, hey, let's go through. And if you notice anything like super egregious, like, would you mind pointing it out to me? Like, simplify.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And, you know, every now and then, you know, every several months or so, he might be like, hey, would you do like a replay with me or something? And I'm like, heck yeah, that's of course, you're my little brother. Like, if I could give you my rank, I would, but I can't. So yeah. I can just tell you how to get there. You know what I mean? The rest is up to you. So, but yeah, I feel like Silver's just kind of like, it's a toxic zone to be in. Like, if you really want to get out, just like stop doing what you're doing. That sounds really dumb, but it's Silver. Like, there's really only two things you should be focusing on: hit the ball hard at net and just face the ball. Really, like, just face the ball. I just find so many Silvers, like, they can hit and they fly around and they're super speedy, and this kind of like, I'm gonna segue this into Gold, because they're kind of almost the same rank in the sense that like D3s and C1 are kind of the same rank. They pretty much do all the same stuff. It's just one's just very like ever so slightly more successful at it than the other. And I kind of like, then you start going through, you know, Gold, and these players are fast, generally speaking. They've discovered, oh, this is how I go really, really fast, but they don't know how to change the direction of that speed. So they see ball, they eat themselves a ball, they hit ball. They don't care if it goes in, they just see ball, hit ball, they eat themselves.
That's my game. Well, like, is this where people actually like really start, we'll say.
I think so.
Well, what's the word we use? It's a...
yeet.
No, but not the thing that I'm trying to say. Like, there was a word I remember like in the first 2 months where I don't think we ever talked, but fast aerial, right. Do they?
Yeah,
faster. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. This stays true even years later. Back when UABS and Combo first started the beginner's corner, it's still very much a thing in that rank from what I've seen. Feel free to participate in our Discord, at me, at Zero.
Yeah.
In the ranks, and you know some things, or you want to like.
This is a good topic because I want to hear from people, like if you're in bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, tell us what you think we got wrong or what we could have added to this, right?
Yeah, sure. Because I know there's other people in the community too, to include even one of our patrons, Awesomeness, who wanted to be like, hey, like it'd be really cool to get you guys' insight, like on the panel live on the show, talking about like my rank and where I
with a specific rank.
You know what I mean? And like sit down with somebody who is a bit higher so that like you can bounce those things off them and maybe have them kind of sort of be able to explain your position to the community a little better. Cause it's like each, as you climb up, I've noticed like my little 2 second blurb is like each rank is like fairly unique. Like you have some of the basics from the previous rank, but you've acquired a couple more skills, and I think it's that part of the game. And when you were saying before you started this, yeah, you know what I mean? With like when you started the whole little rank thing with a bit earlier, it's like it's changing. It's changing pretty rapidly. And it's kind of hard to be like, this is what you should be doing.
Well, we're not talking about that. This is about what, you know, our what I mean? Perception. I don't want.
Right.
The whole goal of this activity is to not say what they should be doing. It's to what do we think
they are doing. That's my point. That's all I was going to say on it. I'm not going to go into fucking cursory boring lecture class about why you suck at Rocket League and why I also suck at Rocket League. But it's just, it's weird. It's like they seem a little more confident, I guess is a good way to put it. But overall, as a rank and what they are capable of, me being a bit higher than a gold, needless to say, is like, I can see them being more offensive. I don't necessarily see them being more defensive. Mm-hmm. I think that's the change I've seen in Gold over the years, especially pertaining to now in your question. Golds tend to, they're just fast. Like, occasionally I'll see a Gold catch, like, you know, a high champ or somebody off guard just because you're like, there's no way they get to the, wait, they got to the ball. Aw? Like, that's the Gold mentality. See ball, hit ball.
So,
you know what I mean? It's weird.
We're now going to jump into the one that I'm most excited for. So I believe Collusion Put here is a double flip reset into triple tab is just the average platinum player. That's what Reddit will have me believe, right? More seriously, I would say is can do like a lot of individual skills.
Really?
Knows what really cool things are.
Exactly.
And failed at them.
Exception of like, with like one in every 50 players in that rank you run into, you're like, oh my god, they're clipping me. And then you realize, oh, but they're dog water and everything.
Well, the reason you can,
they can hit a double flip reset doubles.
The reason you can clip in plaza,
they put all of their focus on.
Is because if you actually like train that individual skill for so much, you won't have defenders.
They can't defend it.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. There is.
They're not at that skill level to understand how to even defend that shot. They just don't they see it. And I swear, you can pull up any replay of any rank, even up into GC, man. It's embarrassing. You'll see players who get caught off guard and they stand there and they watch you do stuff with the ball. They just stand there or sit there, whatever, because they're in a car. They're sitting. Right. They just watch it go in. They don't make any conscious effort. They're just uncomfortable because they don't know what to do. They like you being in the air with like car control, aerial control, ball control. They're just like, and they'll probably try, you know, quote unquote, fast aerialing. That's using that as a segue. I think you're right. I think that's kind of where like high goal going into plat, that still really hasn't changed. It's where you start to see like it go from silver to, okay, I'm still like ball chasing and yeeting around and hitting the ball hard, but now I'm trying to like develop technique, right? Mm. Like I want to shift to air dribble, right? Like fast aerials kind of start becoming that thing in platinum. That's like what everyone's doing. They're trying to start some elongated like midfield to backfield cross field air dribble something rather.
It's double down. Didn't me when I was in plat, air dribble every time, no matter what's happening, hit the ball to the wall, air dribble.
Having been an egotistical plat at one point, like the rest of the community, I can wholeheartedly say, y'all just have a gross misunderstanding of the game. You see something, but you don't fully understand all the skills that go into those mechanics. Right. And you're like, oh, well, you know, I can hit a double tap one out of like 20 times and I'm in platinum. Like, no one cares, dude. That's wonderful. Like, good for you. You know what I mean? Like, not trying to be a butthead, but there's tens of millions of players that play this game and there's so many people that can do mechs. It's like, why should I care about this one plat that can do a mech when I know somebody in like champ who can also do it, but they're better? You know, it's like, that's kind of like how I see wrongly people viewing that kind of stuff now, that kind of mentality nowadays. So plat, it's just, I don't know, man. I feel like if something doesn't change about that rank soon, it's going to continue to be.
Well, it's like the biggest rank.
The addition.
That's the problem, right?
Yeah.
It's literally the most.
Between C2 and platinum, it's the biggest meme rank of all time because it's such an in-between spot between two very different places. Like the skill level of a low diamond to that of a high gold is so drastically different, but right in the middle is just like, it's really like, it's like someone tried to make a soup but didn't make the broth right, and like none of the ingredients are cooked and it came out mushy and smelling weird like old gym socks. And it's like they think they have an idea, but they're actually just flailing around on the pitch. And it's more comical
than
exactly. They know just enough to not know exactly.
But they like that little bit.
Of course. Well, that and the star next to their name now in game being like, oh, yeah, well, it's better than your stupid triangle, your weird little hexagon, your dumb circle. And, you know, yeah, I was diamond last season, you know, for like a month, but I didn't get my diamond rewards. Does that sound like any plans, you know?
All right. Can I now hit you with my guess as a diamond? Like my guess for diamond.
Oh, please. Yeah.
C-ball, yeah. Hit ball with slow rotation.
Oh, still.
That's how I feel. Like the idea, the platonic form of what a rotation is exists in their head, and they sometimes do it.
They just don't do it.
But I think in diamonds, the big thing I see though is with more hesitancy than platinums though. Like I don't know if that makes sense, but sometimes I feel diamonds is C ball hit ball, but then you're more hesitant, or you're slower to do it.
Of course, and I would argue that with most players, depending on what they're good at, it either goes one of two ways. It's either they're hesitating on the offensive play and they're comfortable on the back end because they either lack the mechs or they didn't really have a plan when they touched the ball. They did the classic diamond thing, boomed it downfield, chased it, and they're like, what do I do now? Or it's the other way around. They can't save a ball to save their life, but man, do they look good going down the pitch. And maybe they score a double tap because they're diamond. It's not uncommon in diamond now.
Do you think?
And I would say
diamonds. Then, like, because I'm thinking about this like hesitancy that I like think of with diamond. But I think it's because like you're at least sorry. So maybe that was what I was thinking. It's not necessarily rotations, but you're more aware of other players, right? And so maybe that's where
I would definitely agree with that. Yeah. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I really like. I have nothing. I'm with you 100%. I think what you said is completely accurate, especially with like my quote unquote recent field study over the last like year or two, more specifically than any past years in Rocket League, because I was just so bad there was no point to have an alt account. I think I had one alt account, and like this was before free to play, and I was like, I don't know, C2, C3, but like back then, being C3 was basically GC nowadays because of like where the MMR sits. So it's like it just, I don't know, weird. I don't, it just,
all right, hit me with your champ theory. Hit me with your champ theory.
So based off of what you said with diamond, and I agree, I think they're trying to rotate, they still don't, right? They just don't. They think that in order to get out of diamond in a champ that they need to play a first killer, is just wrong. Unless you're playing ones, in which case, by all means, king, pop off, or queen, or them, whoever. But
yeah, there's more tries at individual plays, but it actually ruins your rotation a lot. Like, at the wrong time sometimes, right? Like, maybe that's the big thing.
And I'm glad you brought this up, too, because oddly enough, like, what I notice about it, especially because my rank has tanked tremendously since I no-lifed Diablo 4 pretty much all of this summer. Aside from going to the spring major and then the world champ, well, didn't go to world championship. I binge watched the world championship that all week, but I think aside from like newer diamond players who are benefiting from the years of mistakes and tutorials and how to's that now exist at their disposal, as soon as they pick up the game, they're apt to just rank faster. They put in the right amount of time and actually play well than a player who's been at it for some time now. There's more material to learn from, and it's easier to understand because we've kind of flushed out the mysteries behind most of what we've discovered in the game so far, and as opposed to like how to do it exactly down to the T every single time, right? I.e., you know, people, you know, freestyling in silver, but they suck at everything else, or freestyling in like platinum, but they suck at everything else, right? They're like, oh, I can hit this double flip reset, double tap, but I can't save the ball on my net.
So is you know what I mean? like basics, the amalgam, like basics essentially, or no?
So this is where I'm getting at with that rant, right? Is like there, it's especially low to mid champ. Even to this day, C2 is still at meme rank, right? Like, I'm a meme right now. That's how
well,
far down my rank is.
I mean, well, I was in that year where we really like C2 because you can try ones plays because there's this weird, like, pace shift that actually gives you time to do stuff again. But anyway, continue.
So, like...
But I don't want to be specific. I'm like, we're saying generally champ, yeah.
I'm gonna jump into it just from what I've seen having played at those ranks over the last couple of years on my main account as well as all the accounts, helping people who are trying to bridge that gap from champ to GC and showing them the little small things they think are nothing that are actually everything to becoming GC. Mm-hmm. It's not about your spicy mechanics, I can promise you that. The major difference in what I see happening a lot in like low champ players, kind of sub below C2, is that most of them just aren't scared to go for crazy offensive plays anymore. Most of them, at least the ones I've encountered and the ones I know, most of them just go for stuff now. Where they get really, really hesitant is defense.
Oh, interesting. I really like that.
Or what? Like that. Or what to do with a passing play? Because generally, like, okay, let's say you're playing with a lower champ player from our community, right? And you've spent the last month or two this summer gearing up, being like, I'm ready for Rocket League. Wabs is moving close to me. We're a two scry. We're gonna hit SSL and ha ha to everybody in the community, kind of thing, right? You're back on your form. You're back at GC level. You're playing with a champ player from our community, and let's just say you're left wall and you saw some passing midfield. I can guarantee you one of two things is going to happen. They're either going to see it and whiff terribly or be so slow to that ball, more than likely the opponent's going to beat them, or they are awkwardly positioned because they didn't know where your touch was going to go. They knew a pass was coming, but they didn't know how to position for it so that they could be ready for it in time. And now they're awkward and overextended and you're getting scored off. I see that happen all the time in champ, all the way up to heck, even like mid champ 3. Like, this is a common thing that still happens. That's kind of like the champ condition. Like, you want to go for the cool stuff, but realistically, you don't just like, if you spent more time just half volleying the ball into the net, you would already be GC.
I just love what you said though. The hesitant like, on defense.
So like hit champ, you gotta have those fundamentals. You know, you gotta be able to like wave dash. You gotta be able to fast aerial. You gotta be able to save a ball. Like champ is no small feat. Still, even with the average player rank going to diamond 1, like champ is still hard. Champ is still very hard for a lot of people, right? Even GC. And it's just, I feel like that's the champ
learning. Take it away.
Like you kind of hit it on the head. Like they've they love doing the offensive stuff. They're starting to understand rotations, but they're just, I don't know. For your point about the C2 thing, though, I just wanted to touch on that.
Really got to you.
It got to me because, like, it's just one thing I wanted. It wasn't a disagreement so much as an agreement with a different point of view. The pace changes. They've hit this rank. They're like, oh, I'm pretty good. You know, my teammates, maybe they're pretty good, unless they're already tilted, in which case they're like, everything's my teammate's fault, right? And they're like, you know, especially if it's twos, they're like, he'll go for a ones play. And if he sucks, I'm going to be there to follow it up, or I'm going to go for a ones play. Like, I feel like that's kind of just the champ mentality. They're not looking at how can I just position a beat where the ball is going to be after a possession. They're just constantly like, where do I need to be to just hit the ball at the net all the time? And it's, at that point, it's like what are they called? Like a matador and a bull. He's like, whoa, and they're like, they fly through and they like hit a wall. And they're like, what was that all about? And it's like, dude, I mind gamed you. Like, you're a champ, dude. And they're like, you're like, I'm going to eat this at the backboard. I'm going to do this double set. No, I'm just going to catch it and dribble it. And you just watch them fly away, crying, sad face. Like, what went wrong here? It was lag. It's my teammate's fault. Why did we get scored on? I don't know. That's the end of my bit about that. Like, the pace changes just because they feel like they can do more and they see other players doing more, which is generally washed up GCs like myself who fell down. And then they feel like, well, I can do it too. And you're not wrong. I'm not saying you can't. But more than likely, if you're hard stuck in C2, you most likely can't because you're not doing something right.
All right. And then take it away now, former GC. Tell me what a GC is like.
Oh, my God. You've been it too. You
I did. I will say there's a weird thing in C2 where like everyone's going super fast, and then like GC, yeah. I would say the game,
it's like Diamond 3
the
low
game
three, yeah.
Caught up to my brain, finally. Like the way I thought the game worked in GC, if that makes sense. So like me missing a ball in GC really messes people up because the the consistency of what people are doing is just so much more consistent, right?
Exactly. Even if you're going for like a really basic double tap, mm-hmm. right? Just something simple. It's like,
sorry,
it's kind of like
send that to the silver player. Continue.
No, but that's the point, right? That's why we're GC. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's like we spent the time grinding all of the small little fundamental skills in order to build those mechanical chains, because you need to be apt with each individual mechanic in order to create a sequence such as a wall to air dribble double tap. You need to understand first touches properly. You need to understand boost management. You need to understand transferring your momentum correctly off the wall, staying behind the ball, aerial car control, ball control, right? Boost management, placement, all this, right? Awareness, all this stuff, right?
And this, like, not ever being awkward, no matter how your car is flipped. Like, by GC, you really should be comfortable floating in any direction.
100%. If you're GCing your backwards on something, there is like zero reason for you to at least try, mm-hmm. or at least make an effort to calm to your teammates. I don't know what to do. This I'm rotating.
Yeah.
Super, super simple. You know, like, and most GCs will do this from my experience. I really see like low GC. It's basically still high champ. It's just people being like, oh, well, I have a tag now and I can solo. And I'm talking to anybody who sits on average, like under like a 1460. So like a grand champ div 2 and lower still kind of plays like a C3. And I wouldn't entirely credit that because it's so close to C3. There is definitely a large gap even between a high C3 and a low GC1. There's a level of consistency that is there that they do not have, right? And it can be in almost anything they're doing, whether it's effective touches on net, effective rotation, all the skills I could bore you with that come right out of the Rocket League book, right, so to speak. But the thing I see the most is just the... With GCs, it's always about the clip. I will admit, I have definitely been that guy a few times as I was, like, playing through GCs.
Playing for different reasons.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Before I ever hit GC too, like the first few times I was playing through GC, I was like, wow, this feels a lot like low champ 3. They're doing the same things. They're just a little more consistent with it. And if you can understand that the game is kind of still played that way, but you can trust these players just a little bit more, unless they're having a really bad game or a bad day, it still happens in GC, just like it does in flat, just like it does in diamond, where you're like, oh my God, my teammate sucks. But instead of saying your teammate sucks, GC's more often than not might say their teammate sucks, but have the wherewithal and the embarrassment to be like, yeah, it's my teammate's fault. And in their head, they're like, oh my God, I whiffed all these shots. I whiffed this. I didn't do this. Why? Like, you did. But they were worse than me. So it is my teammate's fault. Like, they made way more mistakes. But realistically, like, in GC, you're still making a bunch of mistakes. There's still a lot of ego.
I haven't talked about ego mentality once when it came to these mechanics. I want to know what we thought of what people know how to do.
That's the GC condition nowadays. You're like, oh, I got a title. That's just not what it is, bro. If you continue to stay rotating and looking for effective touches as opposed to the quote unquote poggers, what is the TikTok worthy shots?
Everyone's here for the clay. That's the problem in all the ranks.
Yeah, your favorite word, clout. I remember that whole episode.
Which one was the one where I had the most clout? Or did I have negative clout? I don't know what's up.
No. There was an episode where Wabs was explaining that an org had clout, and you were like, I don't like that word.
There was an episode I did that, and then there was another episode
where somebody,
it might have been Wabs too, where someone went on like a 10-minute explanation about something, and I'm like, oh, I think you're just trying to use the word clout. But you just didn't want to use the word.
That might have been me. It might have been a bad day. I might have been like, this word with the thing and the stuff. And you're like, clout.
Speaking of clout, I think we'll end it here. We don't have the clout for the SSL. I'm not going to throw in the SSL because, like...
No, we can get close. Before we wrap it up, and this is not a rant. Having made it to GC2, and I would love to hear Webb's take on this too, and Kai's take, if he wants to ever come back on the show and whatever, is that, like, we've all made it there. I would argue that Ty's probably the more consistent out of out of like at least the three of us that I referred to there, he's pretty much consistently there every season. And I talked a bit with Ty, I've talked a bit with Labs, talked a bit with a couple other people in the community and from other communities. Like, we kind of share a similar opinion. We differ on some things, but like the overall view of the rank is kind of still there. And it's like GC2, if you've never been above GC2, this is what you expect Rocket League to play like. I feel like from GC2 onward is like the fun Rocket League you've been grinding for who knows how many hours,
plans.
Years, months, days, weeks, right? Is like stuff actually starts to be more fun. The issue is every time you start to get comfortable in a rank and you can hold yourself there,
you fall behind.
Been there for at least, well, no, and you've been there for a couple seasons. Now you have the reads for the rank because you can keep yourself there. So now you're starting to look at it as at every other rank. Like, why is he going for this ball? What is he doing here? Oh my God, he's being so pretty. It comes back, right? Like, there's a honeymoon phase, and you're like, oh my God, this level is so much better. And then you might take a drop, as most people do. If you peak like a rank or two up above where you normally sit and you kind of hold yourself there for a while, there's usually like an eventual plummet for most people. And it's usually like a rank set or two. And they're like, oh my God, I'm ass right now. I'm slumping. And then they come back. They completely come back. Most people. And like, that's for me personally, GC2 is that wall, right? Like, I almost hit GC3 in Rumble and I don't like to take anything away from Rumble. It's a great mode. There's a lot of strategy that goes into it. There's lots of theory behind the items, like how the game is played. It's awesome. But like standard threes, GC2, like you have to be able to rotate. You have to be able to understand fake intentions, right? Like I'm not like trying to tell people how to be GC2. It's just like I'm getting myself to that point where the point comes out, right? It's like all of these like small things you've been building on throughout each rank set, you've gotten so good to the point where it feels like something you're watching on a stream, right? Like you feel like you're better now. Like you're playing faster. There's team plays. People are doing some cool nutty stuff, going for crazy mechs, more so than previous ranks, and they're actually hitting them and forcing you to defend them because they're that consistent more often than not. But then it's like, it becomes the, oh God, I don't even want to be in this rank anymore moment. And I kind of already hit that, even though I've been struggling to get back there.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, like, my teenage angst got to me. And like, the thing I've always felt about Rocket League is that I've had strong reads, but I don't have strong mechanics. Mm-hmm. And I'm not consistent enough to be a super high tier player, right? I need to put in more work. That's how I've felt for some years now. And I would argue there's a lot of GC players here that fail that way, where they're like, man, it's like SSL seems impossible. Like, you learn one new thing and then it's like a pro player just discovered five new mechanics. Now you realize you're actually like 3 years behind what the pro players used to be. You know what I mean?
Like, the gap between like an average SSL player that just solo queues and a pro is probably extra. Like, it's probably bigger than the gap. Like,
way bigger. And it, like, it's the craziest thing, right? Is like, you thought it was hard getting to GC out of champ. Oh, dude, just wait till you get to GC. You're going to hate it.
Man, are you settled there, right? Like, what more do you have to prove, really? You know what I mean?
And realistically, I think you and Wabs have talked about this, and I think even Prof might have talked a little bit about just like grind set mentality with us a few times before, where like this is generally where the filter is.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like, GC is that filter. You're either in it for the long haul and you want that top tier, or maybe you want to be a pro player, maybe you want to be a content creator, right? Whatever it is. And you get involved and you play the game that much, and regardless of all the failures, you keep pushing, right? There's a lot of people who get discouraged at this point because they're just bashing their head against the wall. They're like, I don't know what to do. It's like, I feel like I'm just not good enough.
Man, no matter what,
you know what I mean?
Whenever you're trying to, because that's really the 1%, right? Like, whenever you're trying to become the top 1% of something, that's when most people, because like, I think on average, if you dedicate enough time without anything special or anything different than other people are doing, You can probably get to what, diamond three in this game, like for a lot of people. I'd say for a lot of people, right? Like that.
Oh, I was.
What do you think?
honestly, with YouTube videos, or if you know somebody that plays that's just even a little bit better than you, you already have a leg up on everyone who's been playing the game for several years.
And my point is, like, that's without the grind.
You were going to learn at, like, you're going to learn at an expedited pace. So, like, you might hit that wall, like, a lot slower than we did, because we've been doing it for years. And some of us players trying to get to that really, really tough
grind. The point is, I feel like you can get there if you just put in enough time, but you don't actually start to feel like you hit that wall because there's so much more for you to learn. But I think when you're in GC or ESL and you're trying to jump more at that point, the path is no longer there. It is like, literally, can you do more than the other people that are at your rank, right? That's when the grind really hits. Because, like, I think there was, like, a certain, like, especially for me, at least.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. No, I see what you're, if anything, I see what you're saying now. If anything, I would kind of, like, I agree with you, but immediately the analogy that comes to my head, or rather, like, the vision in my head is, right, is you're, whatever, standing in front of a jungle, there's three paths, right? All three paths lead to the same place. They all have obstacles through them. Whether or not you get through them is up to you. And also, I see it as you could potentially get through some obstacles, but you might not realize that there's also crap.
And you go down the wrong track.
And those and those traps, you know, like a spike pit or, you know, a log that swings from a tree or whatever the heck, because we're running through a jungle. It's crazy.
You saw it 100% once. See?
The downfall. The downfall that made you fall in that little pit when you were doing so well is, let me tell you something. It's like, I'm a GC. I can hit a triple flip reset double tap. No, you can't. Just because you have a tag doesn't mean you're Zen, bro. Like, you still suck. But you just suck a little less.
I think what to take away from this whole conversation, for anyone who's like, we'll say gold or platinum, and they look at a GC and they're like, oh, I could do that. I promise you that if you were to play either in a ones game or a threes game, they would destroy you without doing anything special.
Literally
everything you do, they would know.
And on top of that, every, like, YouTube, Twitch, TikTok, whatever content creator that's ever existed in Rocket League, like, okay, that's
a stretch.
But a vast majority of content creators who are much higher rank have already done this whole, like, road to or explaining rank sets. Like, the common knowledge is already out there. So the point I guess I'm driving at is thinking that way is detrimental. Mm-hmm. Because realistically, there is so much evidence out there in the world that proves that you are entirely wrong. And if you can't accept that, probably gonna stay hard.
You need that growth mindset, not that.
Yeah, you need a humble growth mindset. You don't need to sit there and tell yourself you suck all the time, but being realistic and accepting the fact that you're not as great as you think you are
allows you to become greater than you are.
Allows you to humble yourself and actually be truly appreciative of, like, good plays you make and good team plays and things like that, right? You kind of start to appreciate the game in that way, where you start to look at it for more self-improvement as opposed to rank gain. Right, like that, like we've been saying it for years on the podcast and viewing labs before me as well, before I came on the show. Stop looking at the rank and being like, I should be a higher rank. If that's the case, you'd be there. You know what I mean?
If you do that, you deserve to be at the ranker.
That's what I'm saying, right? If you constantly think it's like your teammate's fault and that, like, you're just, you know, like a GC in disguise or whatever the crap, or an SSL in disguise, it's like you're wrong. Like, you're ignorant. And I hate to say it, but you are ignorant. You think you know what it takes to do those things. 99% of the time you don't, because you can't even consistently execute the basic fundamental mechs that go into that mech chain. You can't do them. It's like, just because you can hit one in free play doesn't mean anything.
All right.
Like, that full disclosure, just because you can hit it in free play doesn't mean you can hit it with real players on the field, with the clock going down, when the pressure's on and the mental is different, apply it there.
All right, I'm gonna
end this for.
Yeah, right. No, it's good. This is great stuff. I hope
it's just like
I hope you enjoyed
the ranks of Jace.
Yes, I hope you enjoyed our kind of breakthrough. I think this was cool because I think this was different from, like, I wonder if we went back into the previous episodes and, like, the things we recommend for each of these ranks would be the antidote to the things that the rank was doing. Like, I wonder, that'd be cool.
Does it still pan out today? Like, is it still viable?
And like, if we literally paired it from what our perceptions are of what people do at those ranks, would that help? But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Cursor, I think we managed to find a gem here. Even though at the beginning of the show we didn't know if we'd make it through the show, you know, Friday night and all that. But thank you for being on.
Long work week for the both of us. Yeah, of course. No, thank you.
Your homework, should you choose to accept it, is to argue with us in the Discord about this thing, about anything you heard on this episode. I think that'll be fun.
One second. It's not even whether or not you accept it. Just argue with us in the Discord.
Well, I mean, about the ranks and stuff in general, but. About anything.
Like, give us
your... be a boat. Yeah.
Maybe not even necessarily argue, but like, talk to us about it. Like, give us your takes on like where you are, things.
If you're one of these ranks, want to do, and like, you know, tell us what we miss. I think that would be interesting for our idea of what the whole pop is at. All right. I think that we'll end it here. Thanks again, Cursor. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.